Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Lorraine Ringer, and she's from the Audubon. And good morning to you, Lorraine.
Good morning.
And we want to talk about, a very special event that's happening in Audubon, taking lots of preparation. It's called Meals from the Heartland. What does that mean, Meals from the Heartland, Lorraine?
Meals from the Heartland. It feeds families, children, in the packets that we're going to put together. They're a fortified rice with soy protein, vegetables like dried carrots and onions and peas. And this all comes to us in individual bags. And then we measure and bag it up, and it gets sent to all over the world.
Yeah. Do you know where, for instance, that's going to be done in Audubon, do you know where that'll end up or not necessarily?
We don't know exactly where it'll end up. It goes back to Des Moines, and Des Moines, the Blessed Men's Ministry, is where we get our product, and we bring it here, and we're going to pick up our product actually on March the 15th. We're picking it up on the 14th, and on the 15th, we will meet at the National Guard Armory, and we'll have pallets with big bags of the rice and the soy protein and everything that goes in them, the scales, and the volunteers to put this in bags, and the bags are sealed and then reboxed, put back on pallets, and delivered back to Des Moines.
Amazing. It's just amazing, Lorraine.
And so each bag will feed 10 people.
Okay, wonderful. So what's your goal? Do you have a goal of how many bags you want to have bagged up by the end of the day?
Well, we have a goal of, our goal is to raise a minimum of $12,000.
Okay.
And just let me tell you that with one bag, $1 will buy 5 meals.
Okay.
And $20 will provide 100 meals.
Amazing.
$50 will provide 250 meals, and all donations are accepted. There's different drop-off points in Audubon to drop your donations, and you can drop them at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church or at the AMVC, which is the Audubon Veterinary Clinic here in town.
Right there on the highway.
Right, or you can drop them at either the Landsman's Bank or the First State Bank.
So for a few dollars, you can feed many people. This
absolutely.
So now what about volunteers? Because you do use volunteers to do all this work. How many volunteers?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we have some amazing high school kids that are going to volunteer to help from Exira Elkhorn, from Audubon here in town. And we've already received some donations from the Audubon Ministerial Association, the Exira Brayton Co-op Ministry, Nation of Valley Shared Ministry, AMVC, and all of them are co-sponsoring this opportunity to help fight hunger.
But you still need more money. That's really
absolutely
important. And so you don't
and
have to you show up on March 15th to do that. You can do that just any time. The sooner the better.
Absolutely. Any time before March 14th, we need to get our money all turned in, and based on the amount of money that we raise from donations, depends on how much product they send us.
Mm-hmm.
The more money, the more people we can feed.
Okay. Can you give us a little bit of background about how this started? It has to do with hunger and helping folks who are hungry, but a little bit about how that got started?
I don't know the origin of it entirely. I know there's several members of the congregation, from all congregations, I guess, have gone down to Des Moines and helped package these products. And then we just checked to see what it would take for us to be able to do this here in Audubon County.
And beyond, right? There's not a fence around Audubon County. If you want if you're
not
from Harlan or Atlantic, whatever, you can help with this too.
Everyone can, yes. Everybody in and outside of your listening area.
Okay, so this, I think, should be a good feeling for folks to know that just even a few dollars is going to feed a lot of hungry people. And, you know, I don't think we have an idea. We don't have a lot of news sometimes about how many hungry people there are and are starving. You know?
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of times there's, you know, when you throw food away or leftovers or whatever, you think about it maybe for a moment, but then you just put it out of your mind and go on. But when you have people who have actually been to Africa or to South America and different countries on missionary trips, and they come back and with pictures of these hungry, hungry, hungry children, it's heart-wrenching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you grew up, Lorraine, did your parents tell you that you had to eat that food because somebody was going hungry, some little child in China or wherever was going hungry?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I think I told my own children that.
Well, and it didn't hurt. Did I mean in terms of, not that we want to overeat, but to be aware of the food that we waste. And I think there's being more and more studies done on all of that waste that we have in our families, in institutions. So much food goes to waste that we could do a little better on doing this. So now let's talk just a little more about the volunteering. The work itself is happening on March 15th. Are you still looking for some volunteers?
Where the more money we raise, the more volunteers we need. Yes.
Okay.
We're still looking for volunteers, not only to help pack the product and to seal it and repack and rebox it so it can be shipped back to the Blessed Women's Ministries in Des Moines, but volunteers to help us set up, to help carry the product over to the tables so the families that are there, working there, can bag it for us and stuff. But there's plenty to do.
Okay, so you need some people that are pretty strong, and then you need some people that can are not so strong, that can just probably stand.
Exactly.
And, as you say, hand in hand, the money and the amount of food goes hand in hand, so having that money is really, really important.
It surely is.
So if somebody said, you've mentioned where to give the money, but if somebody said, okay, in addition to that, I want to come and help, who should they contact about that?
Well, then they can contact myself or Our Savior's Lutheran Church, Pastor Doug, here in Audubon. And I think we're the only two that are on that list of people to notify. But I think they will be composing a list of those volunteers and scheduling the time for them to come and work.
Okay.
So they could contact the church.
Okay, it sounds like a number of churches are working together on this. So if
we do,
I'm guessing most of all ministers at least know about it. If they're not directly involved, they probably still know about it. So that would be a good contact.
Pastor Frock and Exira Elkhorn, he's also on board with us, and the school from Exira has been here last week to our meeting, and we're having another meeting this Thursday night. And you're welcome to come and join us at the church.
Okay. Your planning meeting is still going on, I'm guessing.
We are. It seems like we get, the more people we get to come on board with us, the more questions we have. And since we're new at this and have never done this before, we want to do it according to the Blessed Women's Ministries. They have rules and regulations, and so we want to be on board with all that.
Yeah.
So, we're still in the planning stages, and we can use all the help we can get.
Okay. I want to step away from what the meals from Heartland. We're visiting with Lorraine Ringer. Lorraine, you're in Audubon, and you grew up in Audubon, but you've been away for a while.
Yes.
And so
I went away.
What brought you back to Audubon?
My parents. I wanted to be here to help them in their golden years, and my dad still runs his business here out in the country, out at the home farm.
Go ahead and tell us what it is.
Okay, my dad owns Chuck's Bargain Barn. That's located 9.5 miles east of Audubon.
Yeah, and I think it's almost one of a kind. If you haven't been there, it's a really fun thing to do, and he's helped out a lot of people, I think, just through his business, too. So, Lorraine, again, remind us, money is right now is the goal, as well as volunteers. And Meals from the Heartland. I'm guessing if somebody wanted more information, they could just go on their computer and do a search for Meals from the Heartland, and they'd get all kinds of information.
They absolutely can, and they can also go to blessmanministries.com, or they can go to Our Savior's Lutheran Church, which is just the initials, OSLA.
Okay, excellent.
And that's in OSLCA, Audubon, iowa.org.
Okay. We want to thank you very much for your time today, Lorraine, and telling us about Meals from the Heartland. And until next time, here's a thought. Worry is a total waste of time. It doesn't change anything. All it does is steal your joy and keep you from doing things that you want to do.
Wonderful.